Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's only a kick, a jump, a block, it's only a serve, it's only a tackle, a run, it's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Today's episode of Making Podcasts Great Again is brought to you by FanDuel, the exclusive wagering partner of CLNS Media Network. What's going on, everyone? Welcome back to another episode of Making Podcasts Great Again. I am your tech stuff guy, Jay Nogg, and we are here, of course, with the president of 2024 or Rikers, Mr. Donald J. Trump. Mr. President, how are you today?
We're preparing. Remember when Jesus, they called it the Last Supper before he was betrayed, and they crucified him. You remember that? That was in the Bible. Great book.
I do remember. Yes.
And we're basically at the Last Supper of Trump, potentially. Because tomorrow, a fat black named Alvin Bragg is going to indict a president. And not just any president. The greatest president we've ever had. Me.
Yes.
And so we sit here, and I'm having a happy meal from McDonald's, which was a lot better than whatever the hell Jesus was eating during the Last Supper. Probably like a piece of nasty fish with some bread and some very bad Middle Eastern wine, not like Trump wines. And you know, we're sitting here, and it's got a nice toy in it. I was happy to see that I got a nice toy. I gave that to Barton. Melanoma brought her son over, said, "It's Beetlejuice's birthday, my husband." And I said, "Oh, okay, Beetlejuice, here's a toy from a Happy Meal." And he didn't catch it because he's not very athletic. They keep him in the crate. He doesn't get to use his hands a lot. So he didn't really know what to do when I threw it at him. But it's a very sad, I would say almost poignant. How about that for a word?
Very nice word.
Moment, because we're at a breaking point as a country if we put a great, any president, I'll even say that. I'll even give credit to the fake presidents like Sleepy Joe and Hussein Obama. If we're putting in any president in jail over nasty bullshit, we're in trouble. But we put the greatest president we've ever had in jail, then our country's done. We're done. It's a done deal. Bye-bye. Other than that, I'm doing okay.
I hear you. This is very upsetting news, Mr. President. I do have lots of questions for you. I'm sorry to bother you with these questions tonight. Your life will be changing tomorrow. But they asked Ron DeSantis about what's going on. And he defended you at first. First, he defended you. But then right after defending you, he said, "I don't know what goes into paying hush money to a porn star to secure silence over some type of alleged affair." And then everyone laughed and he didn't support you after that. So your thoughts on Ron and what he said.
Well, Ron DeSantis, we all know him as disloyal. But he wants those MAGA voters. He wants that strong MAGA vote. So he's trying to have it both ways. Excuse me. To adjust my Depends is full. He wants to sort of say, "Hey, I support your president. I'm cool. I'm on the same team, and then shit on me right after. So it's nobody's buying it. And if he wants to make jokes, that's okay. That's okay. You know what the problem with January 6th was? The peaceful protest tech stuff?
Yes.
Well, I don't think you do. I'm going to tell you what it is.
Okay. Well, I do a lot of problems. But...
Excuse me.
Okay.
Excuse me. Excuse me. What happened was the January 6th, we had no run, no practice. It was like opening night, no rehearsal. If Ron DeSantis wants to keep running his fat, disloyal mouth, we'll do a Republican primary run through. We'll make him the dress rehearsal for January 6th, part two, Trump Boogaloo Boys. And he won't like it. He won't like it at all, I don't think, if he shows up to a debate and our strong Second Amendment people are waiting for him. And they'll have extra rounds because he's a big fat tub of shit. So they'll be ready to pump him full of lead. And peacefully, by the way, we're saying this peacefully. And so if he wants to keep running his mouth, I got him elected governor of Florida, and he wants to keep going, "Hey, I'm Trump. I'm better than Trump." Well, he's going to learn he's not better than Trump. And he might be in for a world of peaceful pain and death, peacefully.
Now, Mr. President, do you think there is a chance of a January 6th part two tomorrow? If what you say is true and you will be indicted tomorrow in New York City, do you think New York City will face the wrath of a January 6th part two?
Remember how the blacks got a fake holiday called Juneteenth?
Yes.
Well, tomorrow we're calling it March 21st because my people are going to be bloodthirsty tomorrow and they're going to drink a lot of it peacefully. They're going to drink the blood of liberals very peacefully with peaceful protest. So March 21st, it's a much better holiday, a much better celebration than Juneteenth, which is totally fake and woke and critical race calendar. CRC.
Now, Mr. President, if you are indicted and you have to go to jail, are you scared to go to jail? I mean, you've had a pampered life. From your father since you were a child. Jail isn't Trump Towers. Jail isn't Mar-a-Lago. Jail can be scary. You're not going to have everything you have in those places there. Are you nervous? Are you scared?
They don't want me in jail. I can promise you that. Because imagine you put me in like a federal prison or a state prison, and all of a sudden I look around and I say, "Hello, fellas, even the blacks. Who wants a pardon? Who wants?" I will arrange conjugal visits with Roger Stone's wife, with melatonin, and hell, even Ivanka, if I have to. So when you can provide sexy sluts and presidential pardons and wealth to the prisoners, who the hell is going to fight me? Who's going to come after me? In fact, I'll leave jail. Remember Bane? Did you see Bane?
Yes.
In the Batman?
The Batman villain, yes. The mask.
You call him a villain. I call him strong. He had all the criminals on his side. They were all on his side, and they took over the city. That's what... You'll see me leave jail with a big fur coat, with my big muscles, and a mask on my face, and about 10,000 criminals behind me who've just pounded Roger Stone's wife, just got $5,000 deposited in their prison commissary, and a presidential pardon as soon as I get back in the White House. They will fight to the death. You think January 6th was bad? When I bust out of prison with 10,000 Roger Stone fucking pardon having muscle bound money having people. It's going to be scary. That I can tell you.
Okay. Now, would you think about you? You talked about.
Did you not hear my Great Bane impression?
I just now I did not hear it. It cut out.
Hello, Sleepy Joe.
So you would use your Epi, power.
Future Epi and, winner Trump as Bane.
You. Now, I want to know. You wouldn't join a gang. You would just ride solo and kind of make your own empire in jail.
I mean, obviously, I'm going to have to give premier spots to the White Aryan Brotherhood.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're going to be sort of my cabinet.
Okay.
You know, they'll be in charge of cigarettes and rape. Because those are the you know, those are the most important positions in a prison administration. Secretary of Cigarettes and Secretary of Rape. So you've got to fill those. Those are very important. That's like instead of Secretary of State, you have Secretary of Rape, and you know that's somebody who's going to keep everybody in line. But I want to be, and not for woke fake diversity, but I want real diversity in my cabinet because you want to have a few prison blacks for Trump.
Right. Title. A couple of Latinos.
Hold on. We have prison blacks for Trump, so you want a couple of representatives so you can figure out, you know, how you keep them happy. Obviously, you got the Latinos, the prison Latinos for Trump. And then what else is there? Like one Asian guy in the corner?
That's true. Would you shower in prison?
No, I would never shower tech stuff. I would just.
I'm saying, would you shower with the community? I'm saying, would you shower with everyone or would you try to get some special treatment? Or I don't know how it works there, but usually you shower in groups.
Okay, you obviously don't know how prison works. Here's what happens. When I go to prison, Everybody showers, then the Secretary of Rape shows up and stands in the hallway. And everybody says, okay, time to get out, boys. And then I walk into the shower while the Secretary of Rape stands guard. And the Secretary of Cigarettes gives everybody their cigarettes during that time. And then I take a nice warm shower and have a strong conjugal visit. And then towel off, put on a Trump bathrobe, and eat McDonald's in my jail cell like a gentleman.
Okay. Now, you would probably have the most money in your commissary out of anyone in prison. You would definitely use that to your advantage by just giving out so much stuff, and then people would do favors for you.
I already said what everybody would get. If you join Team Trump, you get $5,000 in your commissary.
Oh, wow. Okay, that's good enough for a lifetime.
You get to pick a hall with Roger Stone's wife. And then you get an IOU pardon when I get back into the White House. I mean, what prisoner is going to say no to that?
I think that's a great deal. I don't think any prisoner would say no to that.
Let me get this straight. I get money, pussy, and a pardon. No, thank you, sir. No, they will say, yes, sir. Where do I sign up? And I go, right here with the secretary of Roger Stone's wife.
I mean, you thought out everything. You've planned out every single thing if this really comes true.
Tech stuff, you don't get to be a billionaire, a president. Like I've always said, when other people play checkers, I play go fish.
That is true.
And yeah, just stay a step ahead of everybody. And I stay two, three, maybe even eight steps ahead of people.
Well, you are brilliant, sir. Now, Mr. President, I'd like to get back because I have many more questions because I'm very intrigued. You've thought of everything. But we do have to talk about our newest, most awesome sponsor, and that is FanDuel. I mean, NCAA March Madness is here, and FanDuel is the perfect sponsor for it. Massachusetts and everywhere else in the United States, listen up. The wait is finally over. FanDuel, America's number one sports book, is now live in Massachusetts, and new customers in Massachusetts can get in on the action with $200 in bonus bets guaranteed when you place your first $5 bet. Just sign up at FanDuel.com/Boston. Finally, you can bet on all your favorite sports, from the money line to point spreads to player props and more. FanDuel, I use FanDuel. I'm not doing so well in my bracket, but on my bets on FanDuel, I am kicking ass. How are you doing, Mr. President? Have you been following the NCAA tournament, all this turmoil?
I've been following it, and I right now have a perfect bracket.
Perfect bracket. Wow.
Perfect.
That is me. You picked the Princeton Tigers to go to the Sweet 16?
Of course I did. They're very close to my property in Bedminster. So I said, yes, you're close enough to Trump. You're going to win.
Well, that's great. I've not met anyone with a perfect bracket. That's amazing. Are you making also bets on FanDuel during this NCAA tournament? I would have wrote a lot on Princeton. I mean, I'm sure you want a ton of money.
I also bet on Furman to beat Virginia, because Virginia was so weak after the peaceful protest Jews will not replace us. They got very woke at the University of Virginia. Remember that? Remember when the very fine people on both
yes,
sides?
Yes, I do remember the fun.
And
times.
So I'll never pick Virginia. I had them losing to Furman in the first round. So how about
wow.
that? Well, FanDuel, I've never used any other betting website. And I love FanDuel. I actually like the mobile app. They call it an app.
Yes.
It's a very nice, I think the word Samsung told me was interface. It's a very nice interface. And I said, is that when like two faces of different races get together and they have an interface marriage? And he said, very funny, no, sir. And Samsung, very, very tough, very blunt. But I love FanDuel. And they give good odds, by the way. I've compared it, compared. They give you better odds on a lot of things than other websites. So it's like, I'll sometimes accidentally be on another site. I'll say, well, let me just go to my friends at FanDuel. And I say, of course, they're giving me better odds. So same, I'll win more. It doesn't make any sense to do another website for gambling. It actually, if you do internet gambling, you're stupid if you don't use FanDuel. And I say that with respect. You're a total fucking idiot if you use another gambling site other than FanDuel, because FanDuel looks the best, it gives our listeners the best deal, and they give you the best odds. So what the hell else do you want out of a gambling site?
I don't know. So bet now on an app that's safe, secure, and super easy to use. Don't miss your chance to get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. Visit FanDuel.com/Boston and make every moment more on America's number one sportsbook. 21 and over. I'm present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as a non-withdrawable bonus bets that expires in 14 days. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Hope is here. Gambling help dilemma. I'm sorry. gamblinghelplinema.org or call 1-800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Mr. President, getting back to this, you announced that you were going to be arrested tomorrow. That's you announced this. Now, why announce
Mar-a-Lago?
What did you say?
To Mar-a-Lago.
You're going to be arrested to Mar-a-Lago?
It's just a little play on words, tech stuff.
Okay.
Tomorrow, to Mar-a-Lago.
I got you.
Got me too late. You got me too late. I've fallen off a cliff and I'm dead.
I agree. Now, why would you announce it? Do you think the surprise would be harsher than warning people? Do you think you'd come off stronger warning people, knowing that you did nothing wrong? What's the strategy here?
Well, we're selling merch. We're selling free Trump merch. So the faster we announce that I've been arrested, the faster we can get the online sales going.
Gotcha.
We have hats. We have hats, free Trump. We have, and they're not free, by the way. That's the funny part. They're actually $49.95. We have free Trump shirts. We actually have thongs for strong, sexual, Trump loving women. That says, lock Trump in here, but it's like on the cover, it's like on the front of the panty, meaning that's they want nice. Trump to be in their vagina. We'll use a nice word.
So it's all about the merch line and making some coin before you get arrested.
If I do, even if I do, yes, before, you know, we're going to raise so much money. We're selling like Trump, like jail outfits.
So jumpsuits.
Jumpsuits. We're selling Trump soap on a rope. We're selling Trump lube. We're selling everything. I mean, the Trump store is going to be, it's a total rebrand and it's going to be so lucrative. And then we're going to use those proceeds, to go to maybe a country that doesn't have a extradition deal with the United States.
And how would you become president from that country? President of that country?
Well, we'll come back with an army of prisoners and I'll get mercenaries from other countries and we'll come back and we'll take the country back.
Good plan. Now, Mr. President, did you hear your former Vice President Mike Pence, when they asked him about this, he said, Trump can take care of himself. No support.
I had to fight off Mike Pence multiple times, trying to grab my ass in the White House. So he knows nobody's sneaking up on me. I think Mike Pence used to play a game. He used to ask mother to play a game called Prisoner. And she,
how does this game go?
Well, to her credit, she says, I'm not wearing a strap on, Michael.
Okay. Now, no support from Pence. Now, I wanted to ask you, do you think being arrested is going to help you for a 2024 presidential run or hurt you? And how would it hurt you or help you?
It's going to help me with the blacks. It'll give me street cred. It'll help me with the Latinos because it will give me street cred. And it will help me with the whites because they'll think I'm a victim.
So it's a win-win-win-win.
It's only three wins. You added a fourth.
I added a fourth because you're such a big winner.
Well, that's what melatonin says when I get in bed with her. When I pay her money, she says, you have a big winner. She doesn't know how to pronounce words.
What has your family said? Have you spoken to Ivanka about this? Has Don Jr. called up his dealer for extra this month? Because I'm sure those Twitter videos once you're in jail are going to get crazier and crazier.
I know what Don Jr. asked me. I mean, the guy's out of his mind. I hate that kid with all every bone in my body. He actually wants me to go to prison and get him drug connections. And Ivanka is dealing with the fact that I've asked her. She's my closer. Now, Roger Stone's wife is a trooper. She says, if there's 10,000 men in prison, I'm going to take 10,000, sir. But out of respect to Roger Stone, I want to leave the elite, you know, the people who are the most powerful in prison, they will be able to choose between melatonin and Ivanka.
Wow. I thought Ivanka was untouchable and...
Well, she was until she sort of said she didn't want to be part of my 2024 campaign. Now right. She's in for, now her campaign is anal pain. And the only untouchable one right now is, and actually Carrie Lake actually volunteered. I wasn't even, She said, I hear you need somebody to fuck prisoners for you, sir. So she's, I think, this is
the exact words. She called you up and those are the exact words that came out of her mouth.
And she said, I'll be thinking of you, sir, every time one of them plows me. So she's very dedicated. I mean, that is, she's very loyal. She's very tough. But the only one who's off limits for me right now is Grandma Bobert. Because she's, you know, she's going to be a grandmother at 36. So she's very mature. Very, you got to respect your elders, even if they're 40 years younger. I get emotional when I think of Grandma Bobert. But she's the only one I've told her she's not. And Marjorie Taylor Greene. I mean, I get emotional thinking about all the sacrifices these patriots are willing to make for me. Marjorie Taylor Greene.
She's going to plow all the gay ones that you meet in prison, all the gay guys.
She said, I will let as many prisoners suck my dick as is necessary to get you what you need, sir. And I was so moved. I've never been more, I was so moving.
Wow, what a trooper she is. Well, there's a few more topics I'm going to talk to you about, Mr. President. But before we get to them, I want to talk about this awesome sponsor. I use them. It's rocketmoney.com. People, are you wasting your money on subscriptions? Because everyone does, including myself. 80% of people have subscriptions they forgot about. Maybe for you, it's an unused Amazon Prime account or a Hulu account that never gets streamed. There's this great app. I use it. Helps me track all my expenses. I had extra money for the holidays I got to spend, and it's because of Rocket Money. I no longer waste money on subscriptions I don't even use. You might have heard of it. It's called Rocket Money, formerly known as Truebill. Do you know how much your subscription really costs? Most Americans, they spend, I don't know, $70, $80 a month on subscriptions, when actually it's closer to like $200, $250. That's right. You could be wasting hundreds of dollars each month on subscriptions you don't even know about. And there's this app I love using that takes care of that for me. It's so easy. It's called Rocket Money, formerly known as Truebill. It's very easy. The app shows all your subscriptions in one place and then cancels for you whatever you don't still want. You just press the button, cancel. That is it. No phone call to make, no email to write up. Rocket Money can even find subscriptions you didn't even know you were paying for. You may even find out you've been double charged for a subscription. Rocket Money will take care of it for you. To cancel a subscription, all you have to do is press cancel. That's it. And Rocket Money takes care of the rest. Get rid of useless subscriptions with Rocket Money now. Go to rocketmoney.com/MPGA. Seriously, it could save you hundreds per year. That's rocketmoney.com/MPGA. Use it, everyone. I use it. The president uses it. Cancel your unnecessary subscriptions because he'll be canceling a ton soon. Right now at rocketmoney.com/MPGA. Also, check out the Patreon. Patreon.com/MPGA. Everyone, we got a live episode coming.
I want to say, we have a lot. I let you get to the Patreon. I have one thing I want to say about Rocket Money.
Yeah.
And I feel it's important to say. We have fans, supporters, patriots who've used it. I wouldn't be making this up. You don't have to trust tech stuff. I don't trust tech stuff. But I've actually had fans and supporters of the show say they used it. So trust them. Trust your fellow Mapiga patriots that they used Rocket Money. So go to rocketmoney.com/MPGA.
Rocketmoney.com. Yep, that's right.
Just do it.
And after you do that, go to patreon.com/MPGA. We have our live episode for this month. It's Thursday, March 30th, 8:30 p.m. Eastern time. And we have a bonus video for the Perfect Tens coming out. It is Baron's birthday today. We're going to get to that in a minute. And Baron, your son. And he's going to do a bonus video for us. for the Perfect Tens and tell us about his birthday and tell us about the gifts he got and things like that. So Baron's going to do a bonus video this week, and it could be after tomorrow. So there'll be some news about Dad that he might share with us. Who knows? But it's patreon.com/MPGA. Bins, hundreds of hours of bonus content, Fred Trump traditions, movie reviews, the Raging Brett Kavanaugh show that we used to have on here until he got a little too drunk. But so many hours, special guests, patreon.com/MPGA. So it is Barron's birthday today, Mr. President. You know, Melania's son, the one you keep in a crate. Doesn't ring a bell.
Does not ring a bell.
Well, it's his birthday today. And what of a horrible memory it would be for him to see his father go to jail the day after his birthday. I mean,
I don't think he knows who his father is.
He doesn't know.
Maleficent, she always shows up with this. I mean, the kid's got to be 8 feet tall. He's going to be 8 feet tall. And he walks in like a sad lurch. And he speaks in that weird accent because she keeps him, I don't know, in a basement somewhere. And I still don't know why this kid is around. I don't get it.
Well, it's his birthday, and every once in a while he emails me.
How old is he?
I think he's probably around 17 now. Would he be 17 years old?
Oh, we should get Winger to sing at his crate party.
I don't know, but we're going to find out when he does a video for us. He emailed me and asked for his birthday if I can let him do the video, and I figured why not, for the Perfect 10 video, and just take something off your plate since you're so busy these days.
That's important. And I think it's whenever I tell, I don't know who this Baron is you're talking about, whenever I tell Melanoma that her tall crate son can do something on the podcast, she does a threesome.
Ah, that's nice.
So it's very nice. It's sort of a nice, you know, that's a great thing when you can have sex with a woman if you do something nice for a kid.
I think that's very,
because
very
I learned nice. From Fred Trump, not to talk about traditions outside the Patreon. One of the things I learned from my father, the great Fred Trump, was if you have a woman's child in a compromised position, she will do anything to help that child. And that was one of the great lessons Fred Trump told me. But I chose to be different with Malamar. I choose to be nice, to get things through niceness. I could easily have just grabbed Myanmar by the throat when she arrived in her shipping crate from Horsvania and said, I will drown your son if you don't have sex with me. That would have been the great Fred Trump way. But I instead would say, here, I bought a small French fries off the dollar menu for your son. Will you please have sex with me? And then she said, yes, sir. And that's how we began our relationship. Very nice. It's sometimes nice is the way to go.
Well, that's very sweet.
With all due respect to my father, the great Fred Trump, it was tougher times back then. So sometimes you had to kidnap somebody, you know, kidnap somebody's son and say, if you don't have sex with me, your son will be buried in this construction site. But it was tougher times, is all I'm saying.
Now, Mr. President, there's two more topics I want to ask you about. I know you're extremely busy, but the first thing, do you know Xi and Putin had a meeting? What are your thoughts on this meeting? Are they teaming up? Are they conspiring?
Well, here's the thing. I think they should have a celebrity couple name for not inviting me. I think they should be called Puji. As in, they form a big Puji. And they're such big Pujis, they're scared to have a meeting with me. What's that? I smell something, tech stuff. I smell something. You know what that is? Bougie. No, I said it first. You're supposed to let me say it, and I did.
Sorry.
I knew you'd try to steal the joke. unbelievable tech stuff.
It's like from Mouse Party. I smell.
I'm not familiar with that movie.
You know every pop culture reference since 1964, but House Party just totally wasn't in your Netflix queue that day.
Nope, I just totally made that up by myself. I should probably sue House Party for stealing my thought.
You should. Go back to a time machine, probably go back to 1990, maybe 88. I don't even know. Old movie. Mr. President, last thing I want to talk to you about, you're not a fan
of talking. Kid and Play, though. Yeah. Kid and Play. Not that yes. I know what that movie is, but Kid and Play. I just had a random thought that Kid and Play was literally the favorite thing of Jeffrey Epstein.
Oh, shit. Mr. President, there was a UN climate report come out. I know you don't believe in climate change, but this was the, I'm going to quote the Washington Post here. I know you're not a fan of them, but they released, what do they call this report? It's the most definitive report ever published about climate change. That's what they called it. And they basically said that if we don't, the Earth's temperature is going to go up to a cautious level where there are going to be things that will be irreversible if we don't stop using fossil fuels, coal, oil, and gas. If we don't start using them, there'll be heat waves, famine, diseases claim millions and millions of lives and really change the way Earth is. What are your thoughts on this report?
Well, I don't like to read reports because that's how the left gets you.
Okay.
Reading is a gateway to fake news.
Okay.
And no, I'm not concerned. I know that the world wants us to be weak on energy. I know we were energy dominant when I was president. Now they want us to, let's use the sun and the wind. And that'll power us. No, it won't. We need coal. We need gas and we need oil. And I like to, at Mar-a-Lago, we actually have a holiday on June 19th called Coalteenth.
Okay.
Where every kid gets a big 55 gallon drum of oil, and then they throw coal in it. And we spray gas all over it and light it on fire for no reason. I get emotional thinking about how, well, you should see the faces of all those kids, how happy they are to just burn millions of dollars of fuel for no reason other than a celebration of our energy dominance. Coalteenth.
Now, as president, if we did have to go away from fossil fuels and phase out coal, oil, and gas, what do you think is the solution? Is it solar? Is it hydro power? What do you think is the answer?
I think whatever Roger Stone's wife has in her pussy is a pretty powerful renewable resource. Because that thing can go forever. I think we should power the country. We should stick a bunch of plugs.
It's like the ring from Lord of the Rings.
Into Roger Stone's wife's vagina and just let that charge like a power station. But if we can't do that, because she's very busy getting sexed up while he watches from the corner, I think what we should do is we should invest in more nuclear.
More nuclear. Okay.
Mainly in the form of weapons and bomb all the other countries. Because guess what? If we kill off 5 or 6 billion people, we don't have to change anything. If it was just us and China and Russia left,
yeah.
Think of all those other countries. They're not using any fuel or oil. So we can keep doing it because we just reduced worldwide fuel consumption by 85%. So my plan is nuclear weapons on most of the world, and that will save the world.
So we just keep doing what we're doing.
Doesn't that sound like a good deal? Bye-bye, Europe. Bye-bye, Africa. Bye-bye, India. Bye-bye, Australia and Michael C. And hello, United States of strong energy independence. And we can just, but we can have coal teeth forever.
Well,
and if my voice sounds a little off, some people may be saying, sir, you don't sound well. You don't sound like yourself, sir. Well, I have a very strong cold. And I think that's what the Manhattan DA poisoned me to make me weak for tomorrow's March 21st.
Well, Mr. President, I wish you luck tomorrow and all the best. And hopefully you will be with us next week. Thanks to all listeners for tuning in every single week. We appreciate you guys. Leave a 5-star review, a 6-star review, maybe even a 7-star review. Come on. It all helps the algorithms with iTunes and on social media. Give it a share. Give it a retweet. We haven't asked you to do this in a while, but help us out. If you're not going to join the Patreon, it's cool. Don't join the Patreon, but help our numbers, okay? Just help spread the love. And if you got $5 to spare, you know, start there. Patreon.com/MPGA. We get the live epic again. It's March 30th, Thursday, 8:30 p.m. Eastern. And we got Baron's birthday bonus video for the Perfect Tens as well. For me, just follow me at JNog on Instagram and Twitter. And check out my website, goodyshow.com, touring with that show this fall. So please check that out. And if interested in bring it to your town, got a small little black box theater there. Let me know. And I'd love to come visit. So goodyshow.com and at JNog on all social. Mr. President, the floor is yours.
I'm actually banning all black box theaters. you know that. Hey, everybody. It's JL. Thanks to the folks who came out in DC. We had a wonderful show. A lot of fun.
So DJ McConnell was there.
DJ McConnell, President iPhone was there. So and apologies if I met everybody, I think, but I apologies if there were other Patreon patriots there or just Mapigas. But thank you for being there if you were. This week is a very big week. I have a show Friday in Philadelphia. For God's sakes, if any of you live near Philadelphia, come to the show. It's going to be awesome. And then Saturday, I'm in Princeton, New Jersey at Catch a Rising Star. And then the big one, folks, April 1st, April Fool's Day. Here it is, the end of JL's career. I'm recording my 8th hour. And yes, I'm recording my 8th hour. I'm recording my second special before my first special has been released. That's how big a debacle my first special has been. But then we'll be on the timetable for, will the second special be released before the first special, thus making it the first special? It's like,
and that's when FanDuel comes in. That's when FanDuel comes in to make your bets.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. We'll get a prop bet up. But so just those three big shows coming up. I hope you can make one or more than one if you're in any of those areas. And besides that, thank you for being fans, for listening to the show, for supporting it in any way that you can. But at least, like Jay said, find a way to support it. If the best you can do is a 5-star review on Apple, terrific. If you can get a friend to join you in this podcast community, if that you enjoy so much, that's great. Neither of those cost a dime. But if you have some money, the Patreon content is quite strong. We don't take you guys for granted. We try to deliver high level shit. A lot of people just kind of rest on their laurels with their Patreons and just go, hey, you like us, give us money. Our Patreon is a high value. So if you've never tried it and you're still fucking listening to me right now, give it a try this month. And, for the three of you still listening, thank you. God help us all.
Today's episode of Making Podcasts Great Again is brought to you by FanDuel, the exclusive wagering partner of CLNS Media Network.